When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome everybody to another brand new episode of It's My Wrestling Podcast, Quiz My Ass Club. I am, of course, as always, your host and quizmaster, Mr. Chris Dees. Today I'm joined by four brand new players and one returning champion, two-time champion, in fact, looking to make it three times in a row. I think it might be Mike, I don't know. It's getting a bit annoying now. I think everybody just wants to see the back of you at this point, but thanks for coming again. I'll go around the room in order and introduce everybody, and then I'm going to go back around the room in order, and we'll get to know everybody just a little bit more before we get started. So I have my very good, long-time friend, Mr. The Blue Soho. He keeps changing his name, and it really throws me off when I'm trying to tag him in things, so please let this be the last one, my good friend Colton. We have my very good friend, Mr. Jeff. I always forget your surname, so I wrote it down. Mr. Jeff Benken. Benken?
Yes.
That was close enough. Everybody knows Mike. Of course you do. If you've ever watched the show, you'll know Mike well. Mr. Mike Nunny. Nunny Boy.
Yeah, Nunny Boy, yeah.
My good friend, first-time player, NY Rich. Mr. Rich Williams. And, of course, the one and only Mr. Vaz, long-time supporter of the podcast, probably my biggest fan. I interviewed somebody just for him today. That's how much of a good supporter of the podcast Vaz is. So thank you, gentlemen, all for joining me today. It's an absolute pleasure to have you all on. All good friends, good people from within the IWC are hard to find, so I'm glad that I have you guys on board. Colton, I'm going to go to you first, buddy, and I'm going to ask you, who is your favourite current and all-time women's wrestler?
Ooh, women's wrestler. I was not expecting you to say that. Current, I'd say Sasha Banks. She is like the best. Mm-hmm. Anytime she has a match, it's really, really good. I remember being in the crowd for WrestleMania 37's main event. Solid match all around. She's always great. All time. Easy answer, Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
I only really ever got to watch her for like her last year of her career, but she was great. She was one of the best.
I think everybody can pretty much agree with that. Thank you, Colton. Jeff, how about you, buddy?
Favorite current female wrestler? I think I'm going to go with Big Time Bex. She's the obvious answer. She gets a lot of eyes tuned in. Her matches are pretty solid. All time, honestly, I like Chyna. What she added to the business. She wasn't the first. She wasn't the last, but she's, in my opinion, she's one of the best.
Yeah. Underrated shout, man. Not many people would say Chyna, but she deserves to be up there, deserves to be in the conversation.
Absolutely. Solo Mike, induction.
I already know what your current's going to be. It's already been said, hasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, Becky Lynch. Current and Becky Lynch, all time.
All time Becky Lynch?
This era of women is by far the best era of women that we've ever seen, you know. Yeah. So I could try and pull out someone from like Trish, or, you know, but I don't think they're on the same level as the current crop. So yeah. Nobody has ever done what she's done. Nobody's been as big of a star. as she's been. So yeah, Becky Lynch on both counts for me.
Yeah, man, it's hard to disagree. Rich, how about you?
Current favorite, I'll join Becky Lynch. All-time favorite, perhaps showing my age here, Wendy Richter.
Okay. Yeah, man. No, she's always up there on like the top 10 of all time lists. So that's a
started the whole rock and wrestling and WrestleMania, and was an innovator and starter of it all.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Really important name. Definitely. No, that's a really good shout, man. That's not one that I would ever really think of either. That's a really good one. Vaz?
Current Bianca Belair and all-time Gail Kim.
Oh, okay. Yes, Gail Kim, another underrated one. She's always the one, like, if you say name a wrestler that was in the, like, in the wrong place, no, the right place at the wrong time, I'd always say Gail Kim. If she'd have joined WWE 10 years later, she'd have been an absolute megastar. Considering like the kind of wrestlers that they push now, she'd have been right at the top. She'd have been up there with Prime Gail Kim versus Prime Bianca.
Wow.
What would be mine? My current favourite is somebody that nobody else would really say, I imagine. Alexa. I think Alexa is the greatest women's character of all time. So performer, I guess you would say. Not athlete, not wrestler, obviously. I think she would say that. I think most people would say that. But in terms of what she brings to a story, whether she's face or heel, but especially heel, it's got to be Alexa. Of all time, Lita, and it's not even close. And I fell in love with Lita when I first saw her. Matt and Jeff were my favourite wrestlers, so she was obviously there hand in hand with them. So it was easy to be like gravitate towards her. I loved Lita. And that was a good setup for one of our rounds later, because there might be questions on women's wrestling. Who knows? You never know. But yes, thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much for getting to know each other and getting to know me a little bit better. I'm going to crack on and we are going to go into our first round. Now, I have done 5 of these quizzes, and I have to be honest, this is the round that I am the most looking forward to out of all of those quizzes. Nothing I ever do in the future will compare to this round. So I have high hopes. Please don't let me down, to put it bluntly. So this is a round that is all about Vince McMahon, which is nice and convenient because we happened to see Vince McMahon last night. This is being filmed the day after Survivor Series, where we bizarrely saw Mr. McMahon playing with a large golden egg. It was a bit of a weird one, but we'll see how that plays out. So yes, it's a basically sort of like a true or false round. I'm going to give you 20 strange, wonderful facts that may or may not be about Mr. Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And all I'm looking for the players to do is to tell me if they are Vince or if they are not Vince. On the occasions where they are not Vince, if you get it right, great, you get a point. But there will be a bonus point available if I tell you, yep, you're correct, it's not Vince, and you can tell me who, in fact, that fact is about. Little bit difficult, but hey, it's an extra bonus point, so we might as well just be generous with it. There we go. Right, so we are gonna go around the room in order, which means we will be starting alphabetically with Colton. So if you could pick number 1 to 20, please, buddy.
15.
Number 15. Okay, so during a bowling trip with an NBC executive, Vince took the NBC executive's real shoes and threw them away into the trash so that the executive had to go home wearing his bowling shoes.
Oh, that really sounds like a Vince thing. I'm going to say it was Vince.
It was indeed Vince. As our first point of the day goes to Colton. That was a nice easy one, to be honest, because it does very much sound like a Vince McMahon kind of dick move, doesn't it? Get these out of the way. Right, okay. So, moving on to Jeff, my friend.
I'm going to go for 20.
Number 20. Okay. On a flight home from an overseas show, Vince found out that the Big Show had an inflatable mattress, so he got a knife and deflated it so he had to sleep on the hard metal floor.
True.
It is true, because he's a horrible man. What is this? Just what a dick thing to do.
I gotta humble you, pal.
You're trying to be comfortable. You're trying to get some good sleep. No. Like, why? These are the people who work for you, you dick. Okay, Mike.
I gotta humble you, pal.
Mike, we've had number 15 and 20 so far, my friend.
Let's go for number 10.
Number 10. Okay. Number 10. Vince owns his own fire truck and employs 14 full-time firefighters.
False.
It is false. You get the point for that being false. Any idea who it might be?
It's a tough one, you know.
I will give you a thing now. All of the ones where it's not Vince and it's somebody else, it's not a wrestler. It's just somebody famous, obviously.
What about clues?
Clues created a lot of the greatest films ever made.
George Lucas.
It is George Lucas. I was going to say next clue was going to be that he's got two first names. There you go, Mike, with the bonus point. Very nice. Okay, Rich, we've had number 10, 15, and 20 so far.
Number 8.
Number 8. He once got so drunk that he pissed all over Ric Flair's hotel bed.
It's a bit of a tough, I would say, false.
It was true. It was true. Oof. Vince got so drunk that he pissed all over Ric Flair's hotel bed, and Ric Flair had to go and move to another room. So yeah, that was another thing with the rules. Like, if somebody gets it wrong, I'm not going to offer it out to anybody else, because obviously the only other answer will be the opposite answer, so that would be too easy. So, okay, and then rounding out the first round, Vaz?
Two.
Number two. Okay, so the famous Stephanie baby storyline incest thing that he pitched all those years ago, when it was turned down by Steph because she didn't want to do a storyline where her dad got her pregnant, he suggested that Shane be the father instead.
False.
It was true. It was true because apparently he was just really keen on an incest storyline. Like, oh, you're not going to have my baby. You can have your brother's baby. How about your granddaddy's baby? How about your uncle's baby? You're going to have somebody's baby.
Wild.
Very strange and disturbed man. Awesome. Right then. So back around to the start again. Colton. I'll start holding this up now.
Well, Vaz took the one I was going to do, and that would have been the easiest one for me to answer. I'll take number four.
Four. Okay. Colton with number four is... he doesn't know what a burrito is. He thinks it's a steak wrap. He ate them for many, many years, every day, without knowing what they were called.
That's true.
That's 100% true. Literally would eat one every single day. That's that. The story goes that he would eat one every single day for lunch, and he didn't even know what it was. It was just thinking like, hey, pal. Can you give me a steak wrap? Oh, where the hell have I been? What a weird, weird man. Okay, Jeff.
Number seven.
Seven is... he eats a sandwich in three bites.
True.
It's true. Yes, that is bizarrely true. A sandwich, no matter what size... he eats in three bites. And I can tell you why. And this is a true quote-unquote that's come from Vince. I'm not sure who it was that he told. He sees food as an inconvenience. He sees food as an obstacle. Something that gets
that
him
like
eats it as
Bruce
quickly.
Pritchard.
It does. Yeah, it does sound like a Bruce story, doesn't it? Yeah, he just eats them as quickly as possible so that that's it, done, out of the way, and he can carry on. Like, I savour my food, man. Like, chill out.
Absolutely.
Oh, mate, it takes me like 15 minutes to eat a sandwich. Where are we? Back round to Mike.
Number one.
One. He owns over 250 typewriters.
True.
It's not true. It's not true. It's false. Would anybody like to buzz in and have a guess at who owns over 250 typewriters? One of the nicest guys in Hollywood.
There's not one.
False. Nobody. Okay, it was Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is a typewriter enthusiast. Yeah, he collects them. He's got, like, as I say, over 250. Bit of a bizarre thing to keep. Okay, we're back to Rich.
Number 12.
12. He believes that he can control time. Just like with his mind.
I'll actually say yes.
It's not. It is false. No. I really wanted that to be true when I first read it.
Like, yeah, it could surely, have been.
Surely if anybody thinks he can control time, it's Vince McMahon. Would anybody like to hazard a guess at who thinks they can control time? It could be a lot of people. It's a bit of a tough one, this.
Well, yeah, I'll go on then. I'll take a clue.
She just wants to catch a vibe. I don't know if that's going to mean anything to you. I feel like that's going to mean something to at least Vaz and Colton. Or maybe I'd say she caught a vibe. I might be getting the words wrong to this song because I'm not down with the kids. Just wants to stay for the night.
Sorry?
What was that? I'm hearing the song that you're thinking of and I can't think of what it is.
If anybody is on TikTok, it's a big TikTok song.
What was the thing you said? Just wants to what the night?
Just wants to stay for the night, I think is the words. She's the daughter of another one of Hollywood's nice guys. I don't think I can help you anymore with this. Okay, I'm going to give it to Colton because I think he might know it. I don't think he knows it. It's Willow Smith. Will Smith's daughter. Okay, let's move on to... Who was that one? One, two, three, four. Okay, back round to Vaz.
Let's see. Three.
Three. Hates people nodding.
Hates people nodding. False.
It's true. He hates people nodding and he will kick people out of meetings if he sees them nodding. He will. Oh, Colton has dropped out. Oh, that's. Okay, we will adapt. I don't know how we're going to adapt. But we'll give him a minute and see if he rejoins first. But yeah, no, he hates people nodding, just like the hates people sneezing thing. Like, he doesn't like people doing natural human bodily functions. Like, if you're in a meeting with somebody and then they're just talking away and telling you things, you'd be like, I can imagine, like, just having to stay completely still.
No way.
Yeah, Vince, that's a great point. I'm like,
no way.
I'm itching just like not doing it now when I haven't got Vince McMahon in front of me. Oh, we got Colton back. Hello, Colton. We lost you for a sec.
Welcome back.
There we go, buddy. Awesome. We didn't get back round to you anyway. We took our time there. The one that you missed there, Colton, was that he hates people nodding. And that is true. He will kick people out of meetings if they are nodding because he's an absolute psychopath. So we are back round to you now, buddy. Colton, these are the ones we have left. I think you might be muted. I think because you've left and come back in, you might be muted. Because I can't hear you. He's saying number six. So I'm at least going to get number six ready. Anything Colton, speak to me. Can we hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Beautiful. Well done, buddy. Thank you. Okay, so number six. He has a bathtub made of gold worth $2.2 million.
Oh. That sounds a little too true to be Vince. I'm going to say false.
It is false. Yes, correct. 1 point for that. Any idea who it might be? And I can give you a clue if you'd like.
Yeah, give me a clue.
So, I said it was they were all non-wrestling related, and then it dawned on me he has been wrestling related twice in both major current companies, and he likes tigers.
Oh, I know somebody that knows that. Who am I thinking of? Well, before the clue, I was going to say Donald Trump.
It's not Donald Trump. I've got that vibe as well. But I
can jump in.
Jeff.
Rich, I'm going to let Rich jump in.
You want me to jump in?
Yeah, go for it, buddy.
Mike Tyson.
It's Mike Tyson.
Ah.
Gonna give Rich the point there. Lovely. That gets Rich off the mark as well because he was on 0 points until that. So glad we did that. Okay. Jeff has just gone. Jeff's just walked off.
14.
Number 14. Okay. Number
14. I'm extremely sorry.
No, it's all right, buddy. I knew you'd be able to hear me. So he tried to catch the Loch Ness monster with a leg of lamb and a large metal hook.
That's the most Vince McMahon thing I've ever heard, but I'm going to have to go false.
That's the one that I really wish was him, because you can just see him doing it on his own on a little boat. Yes, it is false. It is false. I'll give you a clue for who it is. He's always winning.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen out on a little dinghy boat with a metal trying to catch some
tiger blood.
Winning. Okay, Mike, hold up the scores for you, buddy.
Right, okay. 17.
Okay. He pours nearly an entire bottle of tomato ketchup on anything he eats.
False.
It's true. Yes, the disgusting, disgusting man. I like ketchup, but yeah. Anytime you see anything behind the scenes, any documentaries, anything in his office or anything like that, if you look hard enough, you will see a bottle of ketchup.
I'm going to keep an eye on that.
I know. I'm going to go back and watch some documentaries now and see. Or Money in the Bank, the Titan Tower match. I'm going to go back and watch that and see if he had one on his desk when Brian and AJ went in. Where were we up to? Okay, Rich. Well, on to you, my friend.
18.
We're 18. Okay. These are words I'm about to say. So, in the movie See No Evil, starring Glenn Jacobs, Kane, Vince pitched for Kane to have a 4-foot-long monster penis, and it would flop and hit the ground and make like a little earthquake, kind of like it would shake the ground. So just to repeat that for anybody who thinks, wait, what the fuck did I just hear? In the movie See No Evil, Vince McMahon pitched for Glenn Jacobs, the mayor of Knoxville, to have a 4-foot-long monster penis that would flop out and make the ground shake.
True.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got a great idea, pal.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So that was Rich. Beautiful. Right then, on to Vaz.
All right, let's see. 11.
Number 11. Okay. The Miz wears trunks because Vince says he has nice legs.
Where's Trunks? Vince says he has nice legs. False.
It's true.
Hell, I agree with him.
He was wearing those like three-quarter length trousers, wasn't he, for a while when he first appeared?
Yeah.
And then Vince apparently saw him getting changed one day. He saw that he had nice legs and he was like, "You're gonna wear Trunks."
Why not?
Oh dear me. Right then, we are down to our last. It's some nice legs you've got there. So our last five. Galton.
Number nine.
Okay. He shaves multiple times a day to stop his thick beard from growing because he, quote, cannot let the beard win.
Well, he never has a beard, so true.
It's true, yeah, it's true. He can't let his facial hair win. I don't know what it is that they're winning. Like, I don't think I've even seen Vince with, like, even like, morning stubble. Does he?
He hates sneezing for pretty much the same reason.
Hates sneezing, eats his food quickly, and hates facial hair because they all are obstacles for life, apparently.
Not true.
We watch what this man puts on TV. He's a dangerous, dangerous man, and we just consume his product. Like, yeah, sure.
Really? So now you see why I thought he wanted to control time.
Yes, absolutely.
Number 13.
Number 13. Right then. This one will take a little bit of explaining. One time, he was backstage, and he shit his pants while trying to win a farting contest. He went out to the ring to cut a promo while he had the shit in his pants. Then he went backstage, took his pants off, put them on a large wooden stick, and chased Jerry Briscoe around with them.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's the best thing I've ever read. When I was reading it, I was like, that's what made me want to do this round when I first read that one.
God, no shame, is it?
Seems I've shit my pants. What should I do? I know what I'll do. I'll chase one of my longest, oldest friends around with these shitty pants on a stick. And he wonders why people don't want to work for him anymore. Okay, I don't know if I gave you the point there. Yes, I did. Okay, Mike.
What have we got left?
You've got number 5, 16, and 19.
I'll take 19.
19. He once had sex with a ghost. Yes. What's so funny? Old man thinks he's had sex with a ghost. Yes. It's a normal Monday.
Oh, God, that is true.
It's false.
Yeah.
I don't know how to give a clue for this lady. It was Kesha.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. Rich.
So that's why she felt like P. Diddy.
You've got a choice for number 5 or number 16.
16.
Okay, number 16. He goes on chest waxing days with Triple H.
True.
It's false.
False, okay.
Very, very believable, though.
Yes, it could have been.
Considering the other ones about facial hair and nodding and sneezing.
Yeah.
Very believable. This is going to be a really tough one to do clue for, so I'll say it's Cameron Diaz and Gwyneth Paltrow. They go on chest waxing days together. And that brings us down to Vaz with the last one, which is number 5. He didn't know that Asian pornography was a thing. Didn't know that. That is true. And this came about when, funnily enough, we said Gail Kim earlier. When Gail Kim joined the company, Vince didn't know what to do with her. I didn't like her look. And somebody backstage was like, no, there's men out there who like Asian women. And he was like, really? Like, yeah, yeah, like, it's a whole thing. Like, it's a big thing. There's websites dedicated to it. And he was like, no, I don't believe you. He didn't know that some people find Asian women attractive, or that there was such a thing as Asian pornography, which just blows my mind. So, Vaz, you got that one right.
Has that man ever taken a vacation?
And that is the end of the Vince McMahon round. If you bear with me a sec, guys, I'm going to add up the points. Pretty even all across the board. So in joint third, we have Vaz, Rich, and Mike all on 2 points. Mike, you're letting it slip. You're letting your crown slip. In second place, Colton with 4, and Jeff is just ahead on 5. Very, very good.
Babyface comeback. Comeback win.
Very, very, very good first round performance. So we're going to move on to our second round, as I said earlier, alluded to. This one's all about women's wrestling. So we're again going to go around. It's going to be 1 to 20 again. I'm going to go around in alphabetical order like we have been. And this one's pretty straightforward. It's just you give me your number and I will read you the question. And then you just try and answer it. Some of them I will tweak a little bit because some of them are like numbers. So obviously it's hard to get a number. So I'll give you it like within 10, that sort of thing. So we are going to start, as usual, with Colton. Number 1 to 20.
Let's start where we started last time. 15.
Number 15. Okay. Who were the number 1 and 2 entrants in the first ever Women's Royal Rumble? I'll give you half a... If you can only get one or the other, I'll give you half a point.
Oh, I know both of them. Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch.
Well, Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. Very nice. Very good. Very confident. I like the confidence. Okay. Then we are on to Jeff.
20.
Again. Okay. Pretty easy one. What was the hashtag that changed women's wrestling forever?
Give women a chance.
Anybody else want to buzz in?
Mike. I got it.
That was Mike.
Women's. Oh, hang on. I know which it is. I don't want to get the word wrong.
Revolution. No, wrong. Colton?
Give Divas a chance.
Give Divas a chance. Very close.
They were still using Divas. Well, okay.
Yeah, it was when they were, it was as we were leading into like Paige and all of those. So they were still, yeah. That's Paige was obviously the anti-Diva. Okay, so down to Mike.
7.
I knew you were going to go for 10. What is it with you guys are doing it in the same order? Number 10. Okay. Oh, this is a bit of a tough one. So I'm going to give you this one within 3 either way. Which year did the women get their first Survivor Series match?
Ooh. Ooh. What, you mean elimination?
Just match. Just
any match. To be early. Oh god. 93.
No, he weren't quite within 3. Anybody want to buzz in?
Jeff? 1988.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that to Jeff. It was 1987. Yeah. That was some good buzzing in. Okay, Rich.
Number
12. Sorry, Mike, you were just off on that one. Number 12. Okay, right then. So, who was the last women's champion? So, not Raw women's, not SmackDown women's. The last women's champion in WWE before the belt was unified with the Divas title in 2010. That's when it just became the Divas title, when they got rid of the women's. Who was that last women's champion?
In what year was that?
In 2010.
Paige?
It's not Paige. Anyone want to buzz in?
I don't know.
Colton had his hand up there.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Layla.
It was Layla. Very well done. That is some great knowledge, man. Yeah, it was Layla.
Yeah, if it's any time around 2010, it's my days, baby.
On to Vaz.
Two.
Number two, okay. The Mae Young Classic 2017 winner.
Oh, man. Mae Young Classic 2017 winner. No idea. Pass.
Colton again with a hand up.
Kairi Sane.
There we go. Beautiful. Okay. And then we're back around to Colton again for his pick.
Eight.
Number eight. Ooh. What was Trish Stratus's first ever WWE match?
Oh, shit. Was it a match with TNA?
It was a match with TNA. I'm going to give you half a point for that because that's very good. Who was it against for the other half?
Right to Censor?
It was not Right to Censor. Anybody else? I think this is a tough one. Although I have talked about them.
Vaz? The Hardys and Lita.
The Hardys and Lita. Lovely.
That was who I was thinking of too. It.
Right, I'm gonna give Colton half a point there and Vaz. Cool. Where are we then? Round two, Jeff.
Number seven.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Who was Edge's partner in his first... Who was Edge's partner in his pay-per-view debut at SummerSlam 98 in a mixed tag match?
He was the mystery partner for Sable.
Was indeed Sable. Very good. You two are absolutely crushing it. Okay, and then on to Mike.
Okay, let's take number 18.
18. Right, number 18 is... After Trish, who has had the most reigns with the WWE Women's title? So again, not Raw, SmackDown, just WWE Women's title.
Mickie James.
It is Mickie James, yeah. Mickie James with five, just one behind Trish. Lovely. Okay, on to Rich.
Number nine.
Smashing through these. Oh, for fuck's sake. Who's had the most WWE women's title reigns?
Charlotte Flair.
No!
Mike.
It's Trish Stratus. I just gave it away on the one before, and that's why I was kicking myself. Remember, it's not SmackDown or Raw. It was just a WWE Women's Championship. So it was indeed...
Oh.
Oh, Mike redeemed himself there. Mike is catching back up now, like a newbie would eventually. Vaz.
Three.
Mae Young Classic 2018 winner.
Oh, man.
Get ready, everybody, to buzz if he gets it wrong. You can either do hand up or just say your name.
Pass. Five. No idea.
Oh, that was Mike, definitely.
Tony Storm.
It was Tony Storm. Very good, very good. Okay. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, round to Colton.
Six.
Colton, number six. The longest reign as WWF / WWF / WWE women's champion. So in any of its incarnations, whatever it's been called, that title under the WWE banner, the woman with the longest reign.
Fabulous Moolah.
It is the Fabulous Moolah, and it is at nearly 11,000 days. Like, you thought what Bruno Sammartino did was insane. That is absolutely fucking ridiculous. So that was... Who was that? Sorry, that was Colton, wasn't it? Okay. Jeff.
14.
14 for Jeff. Is the first ever WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
The first ever ones, Shoot, that just happened. Sasha Banks and Bayley.
It was indeed. Really nice, easy one. Mike?
Number one.
Number one is... Okay. The winner... Now, you've got to listen to this carefully. Because I need tripped on this a few times. Winners of the first ever Women's Dusty Cup Classic match. Not the whole tournament. The winners of the first match, the historic first match.
Okay.
Very, very recent, this.
Yeah, it was, yeah. What year was that? Oh, very recent. I'll take a clue.
Okay, so, obviously, NXT. Real life best friends. Not a great clue. But
real life best friends.
Real life best friends. Yeah. Very young. One of them was famous before WWE.
Okay. Caden Carter and Casey Catanzaro.
It is indeed very good. Just half a point on that because you had a clue, but still very, very good. Okay, Rich.
13.
13. Love it. We are flying through these. Okay. The first ever AEW Women's Champion.
Oh, man. I got her name on my tip of my tongue here. First AEW. I know that there might be time limit. I'm trying to think.
That's all. I'll give you time.
AEW Women's Champion. Britt Baker.
Mike.
Mike.
Riho.
Say again, Mike.
Riho.
It's not.
Wait, what? Who did he say?
Riho.
Yeah, it is Riho.
I thought it was.
I thought it was. The internet says differently.
Okay.
Well, the internet's wrong.
Yes, when I got this answer, I was thinking it was wrong. So the internet says Nyla Rose.
Mm-mm. Nyla beat Riho for the title, didn't she?
Now, I'll be honest, I wasn't watching AEW at the very start. So when I got this answer, I was like, yeah, cool, Nyla Rose. I googled first AEW Women's Champion, Nyla Rose.
Yeah, and Riho won one, and then Nyla beat her, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because that's my favorite match, is Nyla beating Riho for the time.
Maybe was Nyla the first, like, on AEW TV, maybe? Like, on
Nyla was the one that, she won the Battle Royal to face Riho, and then they had that match on the first Dynamite, and Riho won, so Mike was right.
Might be disappointment. My apologies. The internet was wrong. Fuck you, Google. Oh, no, don't say that. My analytics will go bad now. No, they've got
Sorry, Google.
Sorry, Google. Sorry,
Google. Yeah, I wouldn't normally defend somebody else getting that point, but yeah, Mike was right.
We are on to Vaz.
Four.
Number four is for Vaz. The first black WWE Women's Champion.
Jacqueline?
She was Jacqueline, yep. The guest I would love to have on Jacqueline. Okay, so we are back around to the start again. So Colton, he's at the last five.
11.
11. What is the highest rated Dave Meltzer, like star rating that Dave Meltzer has given for a women's match in WWE?
It's got a between two.
This is across all of WWE, so you've got NXT, NXT UK, just WWE banner.
No, none of them have been rated 5 stars. That's easy to know for sure.
Yep, yep.
NXT.
It's a shame that none of them have had 5 star, because there have been 5 star.
Sasha Bailey at TakeOver Brooklyn?
It's not. Anybody else?
Mike.
Mike?
Take a clue.
Clue. Oh, man. Possibly... It's certainly the greatest modern women's rivalry. The same modern, I'm probably talking like 2010 onwards.
Yeah. And it's not Sasha Bailey, we know that. Oh. Becky and Charlotte?
Now I'm going to give you half a point because it is Becky Charlotte. Can you tell me which? Because obviously they have had many.
I think it's got to be Evolution.
It is Evolution.
That was one of the two I was thinking of earlier.
Like, when I thought, oh, this would be a good question, I was like, well, it's got to be Sasha Bailey, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It was as soon as you said NXT, that threw me off. I was like, oh, including NXT.
Jeff.
16.
Jeff number 16. Okay, how many times did China hold the Intercontinental Championship?
Three.
It was three. Nice, easy one. I thought it was two, to be fair.
Okay. So great.
Mike.
What have we got left? What am I missing?
We have got number 5, 17, 19.
Five.
Mike. Who was Goldust's first manager?
I sort of, you know, I can think about this. I think I know. I don't want to get it wrong, though.
Well, that is how quizzes work.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, just because I'm going to be safe, I'm going to take a clue.
Recently had a Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Hey.
Or it might be upcoming. I'm not sure if it's already been out. We're around about the time where it's either been out or it's about to come out.
Yeah. For some reason, I could be wrong, but I'm thinking Sensational Sherry.
No, anybody? Colton with his hand up?
This is a long shot. Sunny?
It's not Sunny. Rich, with your hand up?
Luna Vachon?
It's Luna.
Oh. I would have never thought of that.
Okay, what we got left? We got number 17 and 19, Rich.
19.
19. Okay. Which woman worked for GLOW under the name Tina Ferrari?
Ivory.
It is. It is indeed. It is Ivory. Very good. That's another point for you, buddy. And then, okay, on to Vaz. Vaz, you've got the last one, number 17. What name did Lita use in her debut for ECW?
AEW. No idea. Pass.
Anybody? Buzzing on this one. This is a tough one.
Miss Congeniality.
It is indeed. Wow. Very nice. Miss Congeniality. That is a hell of an answer. Well done. Okay, let me tally these up. So that is, again, it's still quite close. Very, very close. Wow, okay. So at the moment, in last place. Oh, in last place, Vaz, I'm really disappointed. I was going to try and give you some easy answers because you're my biggest supporter, but that would have been unfair.
Always time.
So Vaz, down in last place on 4, but it's still quite close because Rich is only 1 point ahead of you on 5. And then it's all to play for at the top because we've got Mike in 3rd on 7.5, Jeff on 9, Colton on 9.5. So you guys have switched around from 1st and 2nd to 2nd and 1st over the first two rounds. There was 1 point in it and now there's half a point in it. So there is a fight going on for first. Now then, right, we are moving on to the survival round. So this is something Mike's done before because he was there with me. We went on somebody else's quiz and we did a survival round.
Yep.
So to explain this one, I have written down the name of every single of, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because I don't want you to have too much of a head start. Every single champion of a certain variety. I'm going to go around in order as usual, exactly the same. There's nothing for you to call out, no numbers or anything. You are literally, I will go to you and you will just give me an answer. So, if you're right, I'll say yes and carry on going around the room. First person to get one wrong or to repeat an answer that somebody else has said will go out. But, as a consolation, that first person to go out will still get 2 points. The next person out will get 4. Third person out will get 6. Second to last person will get 8, and whoever is left standing in this round will get 10 points. So this is a big round. We can like really make up some ground. If you're in last place, you can get into first on this one. So all to play for. I have written down the name of every single WWE 24/7 champion. Now, if you want, I'm going to be generous because you've all got a bit of paper there with you. If you want to write down some names, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to a minute. I'm just going to talk away. Oh, Mike's had to go get some paper, so I'll give you a little bit more than a minute. So write down.
I'll have a pen. I've got a marker for the last round, but I'd rather a pen.
Yeah, I've only just thought about this, like giving you a bit of time to write some down. So write them down, get some ideas together of 24/7 champions. give you 30 seconds or so. And like I say, I'm going to go around the room, and any that come to you drawing, you can write them down if you want to as well. It's not, you know, it's not super, super strict because it's a fucking wrestling quiz. It doesn't matter. So give you another, I'll give you 30 seconds from now. It doesn't matter if they've held the title on more than one occasion, because obviously there's been some that have held the title on more than one occasion. There's been one in particular that's had it about 40 times. Which I'm pretty sure you're all going to get anyway. So once we start, I'll start with Colton. We'll go around the room in order as usual. And yeah, you just have to do your best to survive. I'm going to give you 15 more seconds because I'm being very generous. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Okay, a few more seconds. Stop. Okay, put your pens down, whatever you're doing. As I say, we're going to start with Colton. We're going to go around the room. Hopefully we won't get through all of them because I haven't planned what happens if we get all of them, but I'll be honest, there's over 50, so I'll be very surprised, and some of the names I'm like, who the fuck is that? Because it is worth remembering, not all wrestlers, you know. Not all wrestlers. So, we are going to start, as I said, with Colton, if you want to get us started, buddy.
Mayor Kane.
Mayor Kane, indeed, yes. I've got Glenn Jacobs written down. And I said, if anyone said Kane, you could have that. So, Mayor Glenn Jacobs or Kane. Jeff.
Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson, indeed. One of the all-time greats. Mike.
R-Truth.
R-Truth, of course.
Yeah, the way.
Just held it a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Rich.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yep, Rob Gronkowski. Gronk is on there. Let me just try and find him. There we go, Gronk. Okay, Vaz.
Corey Graves.
Corey Graves, yeah, one of the most recent ones. That made me really happy, just because obviously he had to retire early. It just gave me a smile on my face, that one. Okay, back around to Colton.
Byron Saxton.
Byron Saxton, yeah, another one on the same day within minutes of each other. Okay, Jeff.
Gerald Briscoe.
Jerry Briscoe. Absolutely. I believe he was on like Raw Legends Night or Raw 1000 or something like that. Mike.
Akira Tozawa.
Akira Tozawa, yeah, another one of the usual suspects of the 24/7 title scene. Rich.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, yeah. That was one that somehow I forgot.
Yeah.
Vaz.
Michael Cole.
Michael Cole has not been 24/7 champion. Man. You would think so, wouldn't you? You would think so. Like that's a genuine surprise. When I was looking through, I was expecting to see this. So, Vaz, you're out there, but you get 2 points. Like I said, you get 2 points for finishing in last place. So that's Vaz out. So we'll go back round to Colton.
Shelton Benjamin.
Shelton Benjamin, indeed. Yeah. Jeff.
Kelly.
Kelly. Yeah. Mike.
Peter Rosenberg,
yes. Okay, Rich.
Yes, Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy has not been 24/7 champion. He was rather controversially within the title scene. Everybody was angry when he was going for it, but he has not been champion. But you still get 4 points. A healthy amount of points to get for not really doing much. Okay, and Vaz is already out, obviously, so back round to Colton.
While he technically never won it, he still had it. Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase, yeah, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, indeed. Very good answer. Okay, Jeff.
Melina.
No. Melina is not on there. Melina has not had the 24/7 championship. Melina is in Eminem, Morrison and...
Yeah.
Nope.
I thought you took it off of Briscoe and or Patterson.
No, but I know why you're thinking that.
Yes. Obviously, we're not going to give too much away. It's somebody similar. One of the first...
I know.
Unlucky though, I've got to take the answer. You still get 6 points though, so not bad at all. Okay, we're down to our last two already. That's gone really quickly. Background to Mike.
Drake Maverick.
Drake Maverick, of course, one of the best. Unfortunately released recently. Okay, Colton.
Candice Michelle.
Candice Michelle, there we go. Not Melina. Candice Michelle. From a same sort of time. Okay, Mike.
Reggie,
of course, yep. The main protagonist at the moment. Colton?
The first ever champion, Titus O'Neil.
Yes, Titus O'Neil, yeah. I think everybody assumes it was R-Truth, but no. Okay, Mike?
Riddick Moss.
Riddick Moss, yeah. That was great. Now we've got Madcap Moss. Colton?
Elias,
yeah. Mike?
Drew Gulak.
You good, man. You are firing off champions here. Back round to Colton.
Mojo Rawley.
Mojo Rawley, indeed. Where is his name? There he is. Okay, Mike.
Maria Kanellis.
Maria, absolutely. Yeah. Colton.
Mike Kanellis.
Mike Kanellis, I knew that was coming. Okay, Mike.
Okay, all right. We're getting down to the nitty gritty now, aren't we?
Yes.
Tori Wilson. I'm sure I'm rowing it. It might have been someone else.
Tori Wilson has not been 24/7 champion, so you get 8 points finishing second. Colton, you automatically get 10 points for being the last person standing, but I'm going to let you fire off any more names that you might have.
Carmella.
Robert Roode. Yeah, Robert Roode, yeah.
The Revival. Revival, yeah, the only
yeah.
And Alundra Blaze.
And Alundra Blaze, yes, absolutely. Was that it? Any more?
That's all I had.
That's all you had. Right, so I'm going to reel off the rest of the names because there's not that many left. As I said, there's a few I don't know, but you've got Angel Garza, Alicia Fox, Cedric Alexander,
and him.
Doug Flutie.
I
don't know that name at all. It's somebody outside of the company, I'm guessing.
American football.
Oh, is it right? Okay, yeah. So not familiar over in the UK. EC3. Enes Kanter. Is that another athlete? Is that another sports person? Enes Kanter.
I know there was one that like they had in the ring with R-Truth and he won it for like 2 seconds, but I don't remember who it was. That might have been him.
No, not familiar. Okay, so you got Eric of the Viking Raiders, the Gobbledygooker, Heath Slater, Jinder, Joe Average, obviously Rick Boogs in disguise, Kyle Boschk? No idea. Lince Dorado, Mike Rome. Maybe that's what we were thinking with the Michael Cole one.
I remember Mike Rome. Yeah.
So yeah, Mike Rome. Michael Giacchio, which I believe is somebody who does work for WWE, but they're like in the back. I think they're in like HQ or something like that. I'm not sure. Marshmallow, Grand Metalik, Robert Stone. You had Samir and Sunil, the Bollywood boys, Bollywood brothers. Santa Claus.
Brilliant.
Of course. Tucker of Heavy Machinery. And finally, Tamina.
Some of those, I'm just like, how did I not think of those?
Yeah, I had a couple of things down that I could have gone with.
The only one that really jumped out, there's a few on there that jumped at me. Like, I remember EC3, because obviously that was the whole storyline of Drake and the whole wedding and all that situation.
I had to leave the box down, I should have gone with her.
That was the last time I really enjoyed the 24/7 title when it was all those guys involved. 2-4, right, so I'm just going to add these scores up again.
Hey, one of my favourite reigns was actually Riddick Moss.
That first few months of the 24/7 title was actually pretty good. That episode whenever Elias won it for the first time, that was a good show.
Yeah,
yeah. Then Riddick and Mojo held it. They changed it. They did actual matches and defended it.
That was hard to really enjoy because that was like a week before the pandemic.
Yeah,
it's something that we all assumed was going to be garbage, and it was quite enjoyable for a while. I don't know what they're doing with it now. I think it's
Reggie's stuff was okay at first, but it's nothing again now, really.
Reggie's is just like, why are you telling the same joke every single week?
Yeah, it was okay at first, but now it's just, we've seen that already. Now, come on.
Okay, guys, right, I'm going to give you the current scores going into the very final round, which is, this is the one where if you've got the other side of your paper available, we're all going to write down an answer, but I'll get to that in a second. Vaz in Rock Bottom on 6 points, but it is still all to play for because there's loads of people available.
Very topical.
Rich, second from bottom on 9, still close at the top. Jeff in third on 15 points. Mike, 15.5. Colton has just jumped ahead on 19.5 in first place. So, Mike, you're going to do something special if you're going to get your keep your crown, mate, because you're on the verge of losing it to Colton here.
Yeah.
So, let me just get my phone back because this is the final round, the decider. So, as I said, I'm going to ask you all to write down an answer, and it is a number. So, just write it in numbers, not words, just write it in numbers. I'm going to give you all sort of like 10 seconds because it's not too in depth. You'll all have 10 seconds to write it down, and then nobody show me. I don't want to see it from anybody until I say, and then you all hold it up at once. So that way, like, nice and close to the camera. Try and make it as thick as you can, as bold as you can, just so that I can, like, visibly see it, clearly see it. And then I'm going to write down everybody's answers. I'm going to figure out who's the closest. It's a similar point system to the round we've just done, so there's still a lot to play for. Whoever is the furthest away will get 2 points. The next closest 4, next closest 6, second closest 8, whoever gets the closest will get 10 points. So it's not one of those like 5 either way ones. This is just get as close to the correct answer as you can, basically. So, if you are all ready, the final question, all to play for. How many people have been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame? You have 10 seconds to write down your number. As I said, please don't hold it up once you've done it. Just wait for everybody. Once everybody's ready, hold them all up at once. Make it right, yeah, write it down as thick and as bold as you can. Nice and easy to see. I'll give you all another. I'll give you another 10 seconds. I'm generous. Jeff's still writing. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. I think everybody's got an answer written down yet. Keep them down still. Everybody ready? Mike, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Guys, on the count of three, if you could all hold up your answers on 1, 2, 3. Okay, so Mike has got 165. Well, we got 304 for Jeff. Colton, what's yours? Sorry, buddy, I can't quite make it out.
115.
Sorry, thank you. Vaz has got 73, is that, buddy? And then Rich, 100 and... Is that 120?
120.
Okay. Now, I am going to figure this out. It'll only take a few minutes. But please discuss, I don't know, Survivor Series. It was last night. I assume everybody's seen it now. I know Colton's got around to watching it. What was everybody's thoughts? What would you give it as a out of 5-star rating? For me, it was a 4.5.
I'd give it a 3 because I was getting the same red flags as 2018 where Raw was winning every match.
They and were.
The one match they stuck on the pre-show ended on a disqualification, of course. The whole thing with the movie being in the preview, that was also giving me a red flag because that's what they did with Army of the Dead, and I was afraid they were going to make a match completely surrounded by Red Notice. Thankfully,
yeah, it wasn't quite as bad as the zombie thing. You know, it was like, the barrel was fine. You know, pizza. I almost won, which is the right result. No one else could win that with him in it. It's just impossible.
It's so annoying how stupid they make anybody look because Sammy's like the only smart person being like, hey, we're all on SmackDown. And Ricochet's like, nah. And then just loses.
Yeah. It's just so annoying.
And then they had like a 4-on-1 advantage on Bianca, and yet Natalia, Shotzi, and What's-Her-Face decided, nah, we're just going to count Sasha Banks out because she's the best person on our team and we need to lose.
She was, in my opinion, she was in the ring at least once enough to break the count.
What is
actually the women's elimination match was the low point of the card, really.
Other than the Battle Royale, yeah, I think.
I didn't expect a huge amount from that, to be fair. So.
I didn't understand the like end fighting in the brands. Like someone said earlier, when Sami Zayn was trying to get the SmackDown guys to like,
yes,
why not?
Yeah.
And then amongst each other.
I mean, you know why? Because baby faces can't get along with Sami.
Right. Yeah. They can't coexist.
That's the same as the Royal Rumble every year. Like, I love the Royal Rumble, but the Royal Rumble match really pisses me off because like, two people will be trying to eliminate each other. I don't know. It'll be a face and a heel. The face is trying to eliminate the heel, whatever. And then like, face will come along and stop that face from eliminating the heel. And I'm like...
Or like a couple of years ago when Keith Lee and Braun Strowman were facing Lesnar. And it's like, you guys know Lesnar's the hardest person to fight. Pay attention to him. Don't fight each other.
Right. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, but maybe we're just looking into it too much.
I will say that main event and the opener, fantastic.
Oh yeah,
the tag match was great as well.
If it wasn't for the fact it was Roman, I think they should have switched those.
Right,
yeah,
guys, I have the final points. And Vaz, I've got to commend you on your consistency because in every single round there are 4 rounds, and you've got 2 points in every round. That's pretty impressive. That's a win. That's a win in itself. So,
Vaz,
so sorry to say, I've wanted you on the podcast for so long, and you were finished in rock bottom place on 8 points. To break down, sorry, by the way, that last round, Vaz, you were the furthest away. You said 73, so you got 2 points. Colton, you then got 4 points. You were the next closest. Rich, you were the third closest, so you got 6. Jeff, second closest, 8. And Mike managed to get the 10 points. He was the closest. It was it was fairly close. The correct answer, by the way, was 228. There are 228 people inducted into the Hall of Fame, whether that be the Warrior Award, men, women, tag teams, individual people. That's how many there are altogether. So, in last place we have, as I said, Vaz on 8 points. In fourth place is Rich on a commendable 14 points. Any other time, any other quiz that we've done, that's like pretty much up near the top. Yeah. They've all been really close, so that's still pretty good going. The final three. In third place, 23 points, Jeff. Hell of a performance.
Right.
So, Colton or Mike? Mike or Colton? Has Mike kept his crown or has Colton dethroned him? The answer is, he has not dethroned him.
Dang it!
Colton finished in second place on 23.5 points. Mike, on that final round, pulled it out of nowhere and finished 2 points ahead on 25.5. My first ever Triple Crown champion is Mr. Mike Nunn. Congratulations. Well done. And just like Survivor Series, it meant absolutely nothing and you win nothing. you get bragging rights, I guess.
There you go. Even
but I got second place on my first try. I'll take that.
That's pretty good indeed.
That was tight all around, really. That was one of the closest ones I've been on where everyone got a good.
Normally somebody wins by a good 5 or 6. Yeah, substantial. That was much closer. So guys, I enjoyed the hell out of that one. I enjoyed so much the Vince McMahon round.
Yeah.
That was an absolute blast.
Yeah, that was bad.
That'd be hard to top that one.
Yeah, man. I know what I'm going to do. I might have to just retire the quiz now. I don't know. but no, guys, like I said, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me. Before I let you all go, I'm going to go back around the room. Just let us know where we can find you on Twitter, what your social media handles are, if anybody wants to just shoot the shit on wrestling. Colton?
At the Blue Soho.
The Blue Soho. It might be something different by the time this episode goes out. With me. Jeff, where can we find you, buddy? Oh, Jeff was gone. I think Jeff was having some issues there because he froze a little bit.
Yeah.
Jeff can be found. He will appreciate me saying this. So Jeff can be found on Twitter at The Real Tan Halen. Like Van Halen, but Tan Halen. Mike?
I think a lot of people will know by now, at NannyBoy20.
I see your handle when I go to sleep every night, mate. Rich, what's your Twitter handle?
MYRich10 would be mine.
And lovely. And Vaz?
VAS_526.
Awesome. Guys, you know where to find me. It is at It's My Wrestle Pod with no E. Wait, is it with an E? It might be with an E. I don't even know. No, there's no E because Twitter's a piece of shit. it's been beautiful. I love doing these quizzes, guys. I hope you like them. I hope you enjoy watching and listening to them. And I apologize to audio listeners because obviously a lot of this is quite visual, so that's a little bit weird. So thank you for listening on audio. I really appreciate it and sticking with me. If you are listening on audio, please make sure you hit follow. If you are watching on YouTube, please make sure you hit subscribe. I hope to see you again next time on It's My Wrestling Podcast, Quiz My Ass Club.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.